Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Larry L. from La Mesa.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Larry, an alcoholic. Thank you very much for allowing me to come here, and it's a pleasure, it's an honor and a privilege to be here. It really is. And tonight is just another example of a higher power, a God of my own understanding, being able to do for me, through the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, what I've been unable to do for myself. And that's with the help of a bell ringer. I guess they're going to get me to stop talking after 10 minutes. People have tried with varying levels of success in their lives to try to get me to do that, and it doesn't always work out too well for them. I'm going to tell you, you know, I don't have a lot of time, and I've got a lot to say, which is like the story of my life. And I'm going to tell you about a story of hope. And I'm an alcoholic. I'm a drug addict. And that's a side note. I mean, I'm powerless over alcohol. And, you know, that took me to the point of willingness, to the point of desperation, and it gave me the willingness to come to the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, which is not only, it didn't save my life, it gave me a life worth living. If you're new, I guess it was Ken and Brianna, welcome to a new way of life. And it's a life indescribably wonderful. You know, it took me a long time to get to the point of willingness to accept the program that was laid out in front of my feet. I mean, I've had people throughout my life telling me, you know, frothy emotional appeal, as the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous talks about. I mean, I've had people telling me my whole life, hey, maybe you ought to slow down a little bit. You know, and I mean, I've had DAs telling me that, but it never really sunk in, you know. DAs more than other people, but I mean, you know, I was 40. In 2000, I went to the San Diego Freedom Ranch in Campo. It's a recovery home for alcoholics and drug addicts. And about the only thing that I was able to come away from there with was, you know, the little slogans, you know. And I heard the one, keep coming back, and I did. I thought they meant keep coming back to the Freedom Ranch. So that's what I did. That's what I did. Long after it stopped being cool, I kept going back to the Freedom Ranch. I mean, for DMV's sake, I should have just kept my permanent mailing address there and just changed it from time to time. You know, this time, I'm going to pass this around. I want everybody to see it. I got a token that I want you to see. And on the back of it, it kind of gives me the, I'm powerless over alcohol, but there is one who has all power. That one is God. May you find him now. So if God has all the power, I've got none. And it took me a long time to realize that. Longer than I hope it takes any of you. So the whole key for me has been to tap into that unsuspected inner resource that we presently identify as a power greater than ourselves. It took me a long time to do that. When you look at the back of that token, who I got from a real good friend and an inspiration to me, it says, it's the beginning of how it works on page 58. Rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. And for me, that's what it's all about today. They asked Bill Wilson, if the book was written in 39, and everybody knows it's been rewritten three times since then, and there's never been a change to it. Why? Anybody know? Because it's right. Because there's never been a need to change any words, because it was inspirational. It was divinely inspired. He said he would change the word rarely to never. But when I first came to the program, I remember here, and I was in a fog when I got here. I mean, I was all three times. I really needed to sleep for a while. That's what I really thought. I thought I'd had some bad breaks, and I needed to sleep, and I needed to figure things out. And they said, that sentence is the first sentence in How It Works, probably pretty profound. So where is the emphasis in that sentence? And they realized my condition, so they said, we're going to give you a hint. It's not thoroughly. So I thought about it, and I thought, it's our path. So that's the key. It's following our path. Now, what is our path? Our path is that as sober members of Alcoholics Anonymous, we work with a sponsor, we get a book, and we take the steps. And when we get to the 12th step, I'm going to leave the podium, I hope that's not against the rule. When we get to the 12th step, it says, having had a spiritual awakening as the result. Now, that's not an accident, that word. That doesn't mean a result or a possible result. That means the result. We work those steps, we have a spiritual awakening. And then we try to carry this message to alcoholics. That's what I'm trying to do. I may not be carrying this message, but I'm trying. And we practice these principles in all our affairs. That's what I did. And that's changed my life. And I can't even tell you how wonderful. You know, I didn't come here tonight to convince anybody to do a thing. And I realize I couldn't, even if I tried. I came to share with you my experience. It's been my experience that by thoroughly working this program and following this path, my life is wonderful. And I don't mean a job or a car or a place, you know, I don't mean any of that stuff because I have that stuff. And that doesn't mean anything. I finally realized that it's what we can pack into the stream of life, not what we can take from it. I've been a taker my whole life. Today, I'm not about that. I don't have to be about that. And there's not a better feeling. There's not a high in this world that'll compare with seeing the light go on in somebody's eyes when you work with them and when you help them and you show them a new way of life that's better than the life they had before. When I came here to this program, I'd love to say that I wanted what you guys had. I didn't, frankly. I didn't. I realized that you, pretty quick, I realized that you guys weren't drinking and using. I'm sorry, it didn't appeal to me at the time. You know, I couldn't deny the happiness, and that was something that my life was surely lacking. I knew I didn't want what I had anymore, and that was enough of a beginning for me. I mean, I try to emulate the guys that came before me. I mean, I am the benefactor of some wonderful sponsorship. I mean, I've been shown the ropes by the best. And I mean, he won't let up. If you're thinking about getting a guy who's going to call you on your shit and raise the bar all the time, it's overrated, let me tell you. Because he'll do it. But it's helped me a great deal. I want to tell you, how much time do I have? Am I running out? 3 minutes? Okay. I want to tell you that my life has changed today, and it's changed because of the program of Alcoholics Anonymous and loving God of my own understanding. And I want to encourage you to follow that path. There are people who, for the newcomer, I can't stress that enough. I mean, the most important person in any meeting is the newcomer. What I've found for me is that getting out of myself is what helps me. And how many times did Bill Wilson have to say it? Intensive work with another alcoholic. Nothing so much ensures immunity against alcohol as intensive work with another alcoholic. It works when all the other activities fail. Our very lives as ex-problem drinkers depends on the constant thought of others and how we can help meet their needs. I mean, he said it in a number of different ways. And for me, I read that book like it was a novel. And I thought, you know, I read it the first time. I thought, oh, it's a pretty good book. Yeah. You know, I was too smart for that book. I was constantly, my whole life, I've tried to think my way into better living. I finally realized that you have to live your way into better thinking. I mean, I wanted to rewrite that book. I mean, I was 30 days sober and I was ready to go. And I thought, you know, Bill's story, well, that's interesting reading, but it's a story. Let's put that in the back of the book. And why start out with there is a solution? Start with more about alcoholism. I realized today that that book was written the way it was for a reason. For it was because a guy like me, I was full of denial. I rode in here on a wave of arrogance. I don't know about you. But I looked around and I thought, God, these people, they're just a bunch of jackasses. And they're all liars. And then one of the people in the room said, yeah, we got room for one more. That's me. That's me. You know, I wish I had, I know that this is probably the last thing on your mind, but I wish I had a little bit more time. But I'm going to tell you a little story about, I'm going to try and sum up, and I heard this from a very, very dear friend, and I hope he doesn't mind that I'm going to share it with you. But I love this story. A man, and I believe he was an alcoholic or an addict, but he's got to determine that on his own, was at the crossroads of his life. He had no money, had no job, he had no plan, losing his place to live. Life in utter chaos, and I have been that guy, and maybe some of you have as well. And he had a five-year-old boy, and the boy, all the boy's world revolved around was playing with his daddy. So the guy is going through it. He's in his head, and he's thinking, how am I going to do this? He's trying to think his way into better living. And he's thinking, how am I going to figure this out? I got to figure this out. And the boy comes running into the room, and he says, Daddy, Daddy, can we play? Can we play? And he says, no, not now, not now, son. We'll play. Just give me 15 minutes. Go play in your room, and I'll come get you in 15 minutes, and we'll play. So the boy runs off, and he's you know, yelling, yay! You know, he can hear the dad can hear the boy really happy, and he's jumping on his bed, and he's thinking, yeah, I'm going to play with my daddy in 15 minutes. And the 15 minutes comes and goes, still no solution. And here comes the boy on the stroke of the 15 minutes, and he comes running back, and he says, Daddy, we going to play now? And he says, no, I can't. I just need a little more time. I'm sorry, I need a little more time. And he sends him back into his room again, and this time he takes the cover of a magazine, and he rips the cover off, and there's a globe on the cover. And he rips the cover of the magazine up, and he scatters the pieces all over the floor of the bedroom. And he says to his son, He says, just put this back together, and when you're done, we'll play. So still, the boy's screaming, yeah, yeah, I'm going to play with my daddy in 15 minutes, as soon as I put this together. And dad walks back, and he's despondent, and he's thinking to himself, how did I get like this? How could I do that, my own child like that? All he wants to do is play with me, and I don't even have any time for him. How did this happen? So 2 minutes go by, and here comes the little boy running into the room. Daddy, I'm done. Daddy, I'm done. And he goes, wait a minute. That's impossible. He's 5 years old. So he goes walking back into the room, and to his shock, it's perfect. The picture is perfectly reassembled on the floor. And he looks at the son, and he looks back at the picture. And he looks at the son. He goes, how is this possible? Because you're only 5 years old. You don't even know what the globe looks like. How could you possibly have done this? And he looks at me, and he looks at his father, and he says, Daddy, it was easy. On the other side of the picture, there was a man. I put the man back together, and the world fell into place. Yeah. That's what I've been able to do through the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, and loving God and my understanding. And I'm going to say it again, and I know it's not too popular, but I'm going to plug the San Diego Freedom Ranch. It taught me a new way of life. And I'm forever grateful. My life has changed. You know, I had a lot of problems when I came here. When I got to a recovery home, by the way, it's a pretty low spot when you get to a recovery home for anybody who hasn't done it. You're sleeping in a numbered bed with other people's sheets. You know what I mean? It's not a good moment. And I came there with a bag of clothes and warrants. And I had more warrants than clothes. Today my life's not like that. Today my life is indescribably wonderful. And I think I'm about out of time. Thank you very much.